views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire men and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. And here it is, Friday, January 24th. I can't believe it. We're almost done with January, and we're just 3 weeks away from our Woman of Wisdom Conference, which is, we just get really excited. We had a potluck dinner this week with people who are participants and presenters and vendors and artists, and we just get so jazzed and excited when we come together at this time. And we have, again, a couple guests today. I'm going to be speaking to our presenters. We have Lydia Rule and Kim Gordon Combo. And first, I want to read something. I encourage you to check out our blog posts, which are on our website. If you look at womanofwisdom.org, there's a tab that says Conversations. That's our name for our blog. And we have lots of posts from our various presenters with that they've sent in articles and writings that they've done about the new paradigm. And something that one of our Woman of Wisdom members, Karen Fletcher, wrote that I'd like to read and share with you, just because I found it quite interesting. She says, "Our hearts are extremely intelligent and house a knowing that bypasses our minds. This is a crucial aspect of our new paradigm. This intelligence and knowing is demonstrated physically in our bodies, as our hearts are the first organ to develop in a fetus. And our tongues actually grow out directly from our heart muscle. So we do literally, when connected to our heart energy, speak from our hearts." So that was totally new information to me, and I found rather fascinating. Well, I'm going to introduce you now to Lydia Rule. She is an artist, an author, a scholar, emerita, I'm not sure how you say that word, of the Visual Arts Faculty of the University of Northern Colorado. Her research into sacred images of women has taken her around the globe, and she creates and exhibits her art and does workshops throughout the world. Her goddess icons, spirit banners, made their first debut in 1995 at the Celsus Library in Ephesus, Texas, and have flown in over 40 countries. Her art is included in 30 books, and she has several books herself: Goddess Icons, Spirit Banners of the Divine Feminine, Turkey Goddess Icons, Spirit Banners of the Divine Feminine, and then also Mexico and Mesoamerican Goddess Icons, Spirit Banners of the Divine Feminine will come out this year. We have had her banners at our Woman of Wisdom conference, I think, since 2006, and that just decorates our place, our center where we gather for our conference. And so we just feel enveloped in this beautiful art of these goddess banners, which come from ancient civilizations from around the world. She's giving a workshop at the conference February 15th. And it's called Finding Your Sacred Language Through Art. And I know she's going to be talking about that. We'll talk about what she's going to do there. It's going to be really fun. We haven't had her at the conference for several years. So welcome, Lydia.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. It's nice to hear your voice and to be coming to Seattle.
Yes, I know. It's been a while since we've sat, I think since 2006. So it's great that we get to see the artists with the banners this year. So let's talk about how you found your art calling.
Well, I always was pretty visual and would do things with my hands. And the story is that when I was 2 years old, my grandfather read to me Grimm's Fairy Tales and the Encyclopedia Britannica. So I kind of got a bit of mythology and story along with, in quotes, facts and whatever was in the encyclopedia. But growing up, I really grew up on a family farm and had to do the things you do on a farm. But I also did a lot of knitting and sewing and practical things. My mother wasn't a real strong advocate of the arts per se, but she definitely liked Handarbeit, working with your hands. So I literally made clay pots out of the clay soil. I stenciled curtains for the windows and always had projects going. And then in high school, I laid out the annual and I painted posters and did sets for stage sets. But I never really considered, you know, art as a career or something I would do. I did make that choice after three children and deciding that I wanted to do something different than I had been doing. And so I took a master's in art. And it's been a wonderful life ever since because I was choosing what I was really meant to do with art.
And how long ago was that that you went?
Well, that was when I was, that was in the 60s. When everyone else was doing their various things, I had three small children, and it kind of limited the causes I could do. But once they were in school all day, then I decided I was going to go study art, per se, and I have a master's in visual art. I have an undergraduate degree in political science and economics, which is a whole other story, from the University of Colorado in Boulder. And through that, I learned a whole lot about political systems and have worked in them forever. My parents were very politically active. I ran for the school board, served two terms. That's a thankless job. And I always return to art. So I'm still doing the art, and I'm sure I will be doing it as long as I have the energy and I stay healthy. I say the goddess has called me, and I'm just doing what she's asked me to do.
Yeah, so you've been at this over 40 years then of being involved in art, and it's great at that younger age that you were, you know, found that calling and that passion. Sometimes we're not able to do it. Like, it sounds like you started when your kids were in school. They hadn't left home yet. Sometimes women are left, it's kind of like after the kids really leave the home, they're in their 20s. And even nowadays, they aren't leaving the home yet in the 20s.
Right.
But that, you know, sometimes it takes people a while, and you just, you know, acclaimed it and went for it. And
well, I just kept pursuing it. I had all these other distractions, I can assure you. But I had to keep returning to the art. And the art shows that over time. I really encourage people who've done any kind of art from the time they were doodling as children to save it and see what happens over time. You'd be quite amazed, the story.
You know, my mom said, you know those when you're in, I don't know, I think kindergarten, first grade, you have those newsprint papers that have where you draw on and then there's like four big lines for you to write?
Yes.
I have this booklet that I made, and I looked at it. I came across it a few years ago, and my goodness, I was surprised at this one particular story. You know, I drew these. I forget what I drew, but what I wrote was quite poetic.
And that's what you do is right.
Well, not always, but you know, it just surprised me. I was like, wow.
I've tried to save examples for my three children and my six grandchildren, and it's been in fact, the grandchildren did portraits of me, so I've got these wonderful portraits, you know, when they're not even 5 years old, of how they saw their grandmother.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what they would do now, but anyway, they're fun. I enjoy them.
Yes,
and then I've actually done a whole series myself. I started doing Oh, self-portraits. I think the first one I did was in the 60s. And I've just done one a couple of years ago. So that
the one you sent?
Tells a story.
Yeah, you sent me a very interesting one.
Yes. That was the latest one I've done.
Yeah.
Lots of life map, I call it.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about how you manifested starting the goddess banners and why that became such, because that sounds very mission-driven. And I know that you are now pretty soon going to start finish the 300th banner, which is amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. Even I wonder about that myself when I think back about it. I taught art history at the University of Northern Colorado along with printmaking, but in teaching art history, I recognized there were no women artists in the books in 1980. A few figures called fertility figures, no stories. And I said, I've just got to find something else and do something else. So I went out searching images. I worked with Judy Chicago on the Birth Project, not the dinner party. I found Joseph Campbell in mythology. I found Maria Gimbutas, who's a scholar on goddess material. And I just began searching. And in the searching, I found all this wonderful, rich material. So I started using it in my art. And by 1985 or 6, was invited to do an exhibition, and we titled it Better Homes and Goddesses. And that mandala that's on my website was my major piece for that, was 12 goddesses in a circle. Then they were invited into exhibitions, and collagraph prints, but they have to be framed. And so by the time you deal with framing and shipping and all of that, it got complicated. So I was invited to do an exhibit in Turkey at the Women's Library in Istanbul, and I shipped my material over in crates and tubes, and then I was to have a second one at the Celsus Library in Ephesus, Turkey. The Celsus is a Roman ruin, and it has no roof on it. So I flew down to Ephesus to talk to the director of the museum, and he said, oh, well, we can do anything. We can frame them, but the pieces were 4 by 6 feet, and that's a pretty good-sized framing operation to deal with, and I could see he wasn't really understanding. He was expecting maybe some small oil paintings or something. So I had to have a creative solution, and my creative solution was to paint on nylon banners.
We're going to hear about that when we come back.
Right.
So this is Chris Stainis. I'm talking with Lydia Rule, and we'll come back and learn more about these goddess banners.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, that's perfect, coming back with Pray Like a Woman. I think, Lydia, what you do is a form of prayer of, you know, creating this art. And first, I'd love for you to give your contact information on your website where people can find your books and see your banners. I know they're on your website.
Right. My website is my name, www.lydiarulle.com. My AOL address is the same, Lydia Rule at AOL.com. My book's on Amazon with my name. You can get me on YouTube. There's probably half a dozen YouTubes that I've either put up or I'm in. And they will show you some of the events that the banners have flown in. And there's actually one of me making a banner on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, let's first talk about how you choose the images and you know, where they come from.
Well, because I taught art history, it gave me a library of images. And so those were the beginning. They were basically focused on Western civilizations, art history. And I realized that there's a huge other area of the world, so I did the Oriental Eastern goddesses, and then my first group, though, was Turkey, because that's where the first exhibition was. So I had 18 images from Turkey, some of them from an archaeology site called Çatalhöyük, which is one of the earliest communities that they excavated, 7,500 years old. There's now an older one there at Göbekli Tepe that's 14,000 years old. So in Turkey, you can actually study and physically visit places where people have lived for 14,000 years. This place, or the buildings themselves, whether they were stone or dirt, earth, had areas where it appeared they had sacred rituals going on of some sort, because they visualized, either by carving the stone or plastering the walls, what was important in their lives, food, continuing life, and in some cases, what happens after life, and they honored life and death as a cycle. So, literally, the images kind of find me, and when I now get invited to go to a place with the goddess banners that I haven't been before, and last year I were two new ones, South Korea and Colombia in South America, I was able to go and look at their images with what I call my artistic eyes now, because they're pretty well conditioned after 50-some years. To recognize patterns and similarities, because every culture has their sacred females, and you just have to look for them, because men have been recording and telling the story more than women for a very long time, and now it's up to women to do it.
That's so true, and that's what we do at Women of Wisdom, too, where we can come together and share our stories, and just being surrounded by your art that is the ancient woman's stories is fabulous. And I know you're going to be doing some art in your workshop, and I did your workshop several years ago, and it was great fun, and we kind of worked with symbols, and I remember we created our own scarves.
Right. We're going to do the same thing. I found literally everybody has their own symbolic language if they just let it happen, let their right brain express it. I don't ask them to draw, because if I say draw, everybody says I can't draw. Somehow they learn that message, at least by the sixth grade. So making marks is what I call it, and four concepts, and then the pattern does emerge almost like an alphabet if you let your right brain do it, and then you can always change it. There's no right or wrong, it's just expression and doing it. Art is about doing it, acting, and then letting the process, magic, happen. You have to suspend judgment for a while. Often we're hard on ourselves and on our marks, and that's a lesson that is part of the learning curve with art, is to let your art go out and have others look at it and not judge, and you not judge what they're going to judge. They see other things in it than you do.
Oh, and yes.
And feedback all the time.
Yeah, and you look at it, and I took some art in, because I studied clothing design, and I took some art when I went to the university, and things that I thought, like, I just go, oh, this is, well, I'm doing, I'd be angry because I go, I don't like doing this. I don't like this. This isn't good. Da, da, da. And I would put all that energy into the painting. And then the teacher, it was a drawing. He came and used it as an example and then asked to keep it, which I wish I hadn't given him to it now. I'd like to see it. But, you know, it's kind of like, we don't know. We can't, it's very hard for us to judge sometimes our own work.
Let it go. And that's why. When people are upset with something they've done, I definitely encourage them not to destroy it at the moment, to give it a little bit of time and step back from it. And over time, it's quite amazing what happens. I think at least that's been my experience. I remember even when I was studying basic drawing, I would step back from it 2 to 3 days later, put it up and walk away back from it. And it always looked different than it did when I was right with my hand on the paper. And I do that with the banners always in the studio. In fact, they hang in a certain spot. And after I've been painting on them for a while, they hang up there. And then I have to watch them for a couple of days, walking by them without focusing or seeing them in different lights. And then I know what to do.
They're talking to you.
Yeah, but you have to let that happen. You have to let go enough to let that happen.
Yeah, and we're often trained at such a young age to be so critical or think we can't draw, and it's not about being the artist. It's about just allowing your creativity to come out. And people love at Woman Wisdom, they love to come away with something. It's very popular, you know, workshops where you do you might be doing transformational work, but you get to come home with something you created.
Yes. And again, you need to let that rest a while. I had some women just throw things away, and another woman would pick it up and say, "Oh, I like this. I'll put something else on it," or stick it in another pot, make a different color. And I was, someplace about a year ago, and one of those scarves showed up that was passed by another woman. It looked great. And again, you just have to deal with the judgment issue. So it maybe as a group, that helps, because if you witness everything in a group, which we will do, after that you've done your creative work, and then we'll invest them with some sacred energy from each other and from the group. When you're working in a group, it's also different than when you're working alone. So that I like that dynamic.
And people will see different things. And so getting that feedback in that moment, they'll see symbols that you don't see, that you intuitively drew.
Right, and you'll also see things that you think others have done that then will affect what you're going to make your marks with. And I like workshops. They're wonderful. But when it comes down to actually creating the banners, I have to be alone.
Yeah.
Work.
Well, they're much more involved. And now you paint them on a nylon, so they're very sturdy to be hung outdoors.
Right. Well, I needed something that could travel lightly.
Yes.
Although you put 50 of them in a bag and they are exactly light. They're flexible. They create sacred space, and they talk to people with no words. And I've had it happen over and over and over again.
Yeah, and that's what we create at Woman Wisdom, that sacred space. So you've adorned our conference for so many years now, and then you also there's something you make goddess prayer flags.
Right. These are little 18 inches square. Like Tibetan prayer flags. I started doing those maybe 15 years ago. And the banners themselves, as they've been hung at all these sacred sites, absorb the energy there too. And so they're bringing that energy to Women of Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And they'll be, there might be one or two that are debuting at Women of Wisdom, so they'll start that energy going.
Well, that's great.
The next place
you'll have to let me know which ones those are. We want to be aware of that.
It's kind of a continuing cycle.
Yes.
And the prayer flag is part of that.
Yeah. So I just want to let everybody know her workshop, Finding Your Sacred Language Through Art. You can find it on our website at womanofwisdom.org. Look for conference 2014. Look at the schedule. She's on Saturday afternoon. And you can go to her website at www.lydiarule.com, LYDIARUYLE. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Lydia. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, bye-bye.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I want to introduce you now to Kim Gordon-Cumbo. She's been a presenter at Woman of Wisdom for several years now. She usually does a soul collage workshop, and this year it's going to be a little different. We'll talk about that. Kim is a post-divorce resilience coach, and she also utilizes her skills as a Yusui, I'm not sure if I say that right, Tibetan Reiki master. She's also a trained soul collage facilitator, a laughter yoga teacher, which is great fun, and proprietor of an Airbnb to help women post-divorce recover their trust, health, and love again. So welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to hear your voice and be on the show again.
Yeah, so you're going to do a workshop. It's called, I was going to tell people, Bring Your Joy Out to Play, Collage, Writing, and Laughter Yoga. And it's going to be Monday at the conference on February 17th, Monday morning. And that is a holiday. So we expect a lot of people. And again, I know creating a little soul collage is another creative activity that people love to do at the conference. We just had Lydia Rule talking about, you know, we're going to be creating scarves. And your workshop, and being a little different, we're going to be doing... I think you're going to be doing laughter yoga. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Laughter yoga was developed in Mumbai, India, by a medical doctor named Madan Kataria in 1995. He was writing a paper on laughter as good medicine and decided that he needed to prove it before he wrote the paper, of course. And so he gathered a few friends together in a park every morning for 2 weeks, and they used jokes and comedy and physical comedy, and that went south after a couple weeks. So he, having a fine arts degree also, besides being a medical doctor, came back in 48 hours with clapping, laughter exercises, childlike play, and... they did that for a while, for a couple weeks, but people were starting to almost pass out from laughing so hard. So his wife, who was a yoga instructor, said, "My dear, you are missing breathing." And so then he brought different breathing exercises into laughter yoga as well, and that's where the laughter yoga part comes from, because there are no poses, there are no special clothes. You don't have to be familiar with yoga at whatsoever. It's the breathing and the meditation of yoga that is involved.
Well, I think I've seen a video of him, and it is quite fun. And I know we've done a little bit of that, even in our Woman of Wisdom at a council meeting. Somebody did it. We focused on laughing. You know, when someone starts, it just gets contagious.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally. It's part of it is the eye connection when you're in a group, because that's one of the things we focus on is connecting with others. And then it's also the brain's natural mirror neurons that also help to bring out the natural laughter. And we also say that fake is fine, because sometimes it does feel a little strange to kind of be forcing yourself to laugh.
It does feel strange at first, but then it's kind of like something catches on, and this you just bubble up with it. And especially if somebody who's really good at laughing, You start laughing with them. It's different than, you know, it feels less forced, but it can feel that way, yeah, in the beginning, and you feel kind of self-conscious. But it's very, you know, I think it's very healing. I mean, we need to laugh more.
Oh, totally. And I don't know, maybe you've seen it in the news, but there's been a fair amount of studies and research and articles done lately on the power of happiness, joy, and laughter. And so it's nice that all these things are coming together, because what we're finding is that joy is more present moment commitment to being happy, whereas happiness is more of a conditional response. I will be happy when. It's more future-based instead of present moment. And so in laughter yoga, that's what we're creating, is we're focusing on the joy of being in the present moment with our laughter and with one another.
And so how does that relate to resilience? Because that's part of your workshop too and your work.
Mm-hmm. Well, one key aspect of resilience is play and creativity and being able to laugh at yourself when you don't feel like laughing. For instance, you know, women who get a divorce, have a divorce. I've been divorced twice, and I'm married quite happily for the third time. But what I know is when I did not feel like laughing was the time when I needed to laugh the most. Because when I wasn't laughing, it was hard to kind of go through what I had to go through to begin again after a divorce. And so with resiliency, playfulness, creativity, and being able to change your mind so that you can focus on the more positive aspects. Instead of looking at the glass half empty, you're looking at the glass half full. What is going right in my life instead of just seeing what's going wrong in my life? And so that's a lot of what laughter yoga has to do with resilience, is it's very playful. We do things, we mimic childhood activities, you know, like being on a roller coaster, throwing cream pies, you know, at a school fair, and drinking something hot, so, and fanning your mouth and laughing. And then we have laugh and cry laughter. So we try to generate, you know, the concept that, yes, life doesn't always go the way we want, but we can still laugh at it anyway. We have a choice. And that choice is what gives us the possibility of changing our mind.
Yeah, we have a choice. And I like the, you know, looking at half full, it's like, okay, there's still issues to deal with, but It's reframing things that there's, when you look at half full, you're looking at, oh, there's potential for more, versus half empty. You know, it's like you're focusing on what's not there and the lack of potentiality and possibilities. And so it's just allowing yourself to reframe things.
Yeah.
I think
and
that helps.
It does so amazingly.
Yes. And so who is this best for? I mean, is there a particular, is it used in therapy? Is it something we should do every day? Maybe have a practice of laughter yoga?
Yeah. And one of the what we encourage people to do is to develop a laughter yoga routine, 10 to 15 minutes of loud, deep belly laughter from the diaphragm will help increase the happy hormones, the endorphins, and decrease the cortisol levels, which are the stress hormones, and will oxygenate the whole body with fresh blood, which then makes you able to think better, and you decrease the endorphin production. You just clear your system, and you get a cardiovascular workout. So there's lots of benefits from regular daily laughter. And a lot of times people will come to laughter yoga sessions for maybe four or five times, and then they're able and encouraged to take one or two exercises from each class home with them to practice on during the week.
Can you give an example? Because, you know, when you're in the thick of it, you know, like you said, you know, and you, like laughter would be a great release of all these things that are going on in your life, and we're so serious. But can you give an example of how you might, how you tell people to start, just how to start it, how to start laughing when you're not in a place wanting to laugh? What do you do to get yourself going?
One of the best things for that is mirror laughter.
Oh, okay. I'm keep talking. I couldn't tell if I was off air or if Kim was off air. So we lost Kim for a second. So where she was going to give us some examples of how to. But one of the things that she's going to be doing is the soul collage, and I can talk about that. And it's, you know, like when you make dream boards or you make collage boards, you cut out things from magazines and you paste them together. And it's a very intuitive thing to do. And Kim has trained to teach people how, in this, to do these soul collage cards. They're very small. They may be 5 by 7 inches, 4 by 6. Can't remember exactly. And you just sort of intuitively start putting things together, and amazing things come out of that. And it's, as a soul collage, my take on that is like, okay, this is you're capturing your soul essence, you know, something about yourself, and putting it on paper. And it's a very intuitive thing, just like we were talking about with Lydia Rule. With that art. Hi, Kim, you back?
I am back. I must have pressed the phone up against my face when I started laughing. Sorry.
That can happen. Well, I was explaining the soul collage cards. So done that for you. And actually, and so I was just telling people how we create that very intuitively, and then an expression of ourselves. And sometimes you don't know what you're putting together when you do that. But we're going to be going on break now. So when we come back, we will talk more on about the yoga laughter and soul collage. This is Christina. Stay tuned.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day?
The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Wholeness Coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we've been talking with Kim Gordon Cumbo. And Kim, first give your website addresses or at your address where people can find all about you and the work you do.
Okay. It is www.igniteichangecoaching.com. And for the Airbnb, it's www.theslaterhousepdx.com.
Great. And I just want to remind people that Kim is giving a workshop at the Woman Wisdom Conference on Monday, February 17th, called Bring Your Joy Out to Play, Collage, Writing, and Laughter Yoga. So we were talking about laughter yoga, and you were going to give us an example of how, especially when you're, you know, having one of those days where you do not feel like laughing, and how you get yourself started. You know, I'm sure there's some exercises. There's something you can tell people what they could do.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite ways to start the day is with laughter cream. And laughter cream is you just rub your hands together kind of fast, generating some heat. And then you use your imagination that you're creating a little pile of laughter cream. And so you open your hand and you visualize a little pile of laughter cream. And then you take with your other hand, a little bit of laughter cream and start applying it to maybe a sore spot. You know, you wake up in the morning and you've got a sore spot and you just start laughing. So I'm going to apply some to the back of my neck and I'm just going to start laughing. Oh, yeah. And then I take a little bit more laughter cream and I put it on that shoulder. Oh, oh, that feels good. And a little bit more to the chin. Oh. And there you go.
Okay, well, you got me laughing. And I was putting on my forehead because I said I woke up with a headache. But, yeah, it's but, you know, it's laughing along with you. When you hear someone else laugh, it kind of it opens yourself up to laugh, too. That helps.
It totally does. It's very contagious.
So one thing, I just had an idea, you know, if you're having that kind of a day, just call up a friend who's, you know, everybody knows somebody who has a good laugh or has funny stories, and just say, hey, I need a laughter partner right now. Would you say, tell me a funny story because I need to laugh.
Ah, I like that idea. I know,
that just
women
occurred to me. Yeah.
And generate more.
Yeah.
Idea. Laughter partner. Thank you, my dear.
Okay. I'll trademark that. Oh, no, here we go again. Okay, let's see. Well, so you're going to combine this. We're going to do laughter yoga. You're going to do soul collage. You're going to do resilience, writing. It's going to be a jam-packed workshop.
Okay, yes. People should come prepared to sit, write, reflect, and move, and laugh. And sometimes people arrive to this sort of thing not quite knowing what to expect, but all I ask is you be willing to laugh. You don't have to want to laugh. You just have to be willing to laugh.
Well, knowing our group of people, and they're, you know, this is Monday. They've gone through several days of doing a lot of internal work and making great friends and connecting with people. And so they're going to be there with people that they've already met at the conference or meet for the first time. And so there's already going to be a community of like-minded people that are going to be willing to laugh. And it's contagious. So, and there will be people there who are not in a space maybe to laugh, who know they need to laugh. They'll come.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be contagious. They'll feel that it's like a welcome to, and you'll bring that too. So that welcome to be in that space to laugh and bring that resilience, you know, with the whole purpose of having the resilience in your life. Because as you said, it's essential to have, you know, to have that resilience to make it through things, but in a fun way. You know, life doesn't have to be hard. It's that, you know, our minds tell us that this has to be hard. It actually can be quite easy and fun if we reframe our thinking of what we're doing. And so, you know, we hate to clean house. How can we make it fun? Aren't there CD? There's tapes of people telling jokes, and, you know, I know Garrison Keillor has his joke Sunday once a year, and you can get tapes of that and listen to things as you have some boring jobs you have to do.
Right. I believe it's May 5th. That is International Laughter Day. And so all around the world where we have laughter clubs, there's just many celebration after celebration all over the world of laughter on that particular day. Plus,
oh,
you can also, there's also CDs and DVDs. There's of laughter exercises that you can do by yourself or with other people. And YouTube has quite a wide variety of laughter yoga that Dr. Madan Kataria uploads every day almost.
Oh, yeah. And you can find all sorts of things. I mean, just look at the animal, the cat videos that do funny things, you know, walking on it, running on a treadmill, all sorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find things to help make you laugh. You just have to remember when you're having that kind of moment that you need that. Well, it's great to talk with you today, Kim. I'm excited to have you at the conference again.
Thank you. I'm excited to be there too.
Yes. And so check out on our website, womanofwisdom.org. Look for conference 2014, Monday. You just go to the conference schedule and these boxes show up and you'll see Monday and you'll find Kim and giving her a workshop on collage, writing, play, laughter, yoga. It's going to be great. So I just want to leave everyone with this thought today to allow yourself to play this weekend, to be creative, takes you out of being stuck. And, you know, have a good yoga laugh. Find a buddy, you know, that has, who likes to laugh or likes, you know, fun things. And then also pick up crayons and draw. Do something, you know, just like you're in kindergarten. Do the drawings. Just be creative and have fun this weekend. And while you're at it, look at the Woman of Wisdom website. We're just 3 weeks away from having a fabulous weekend. Our main speakers of Donna Eden is doing an energy medicine workshop, a day and a half, and Jalaja Bonham's doing a 2-day on awakening the global heart, for creating peace in our world and within ourselves. And we have a friend special for all our half-day workshops. You register, and you can bring a friend, and that person gets $15 off. All the evenings are open to men, including Donna Eden's workshop is open to men, and that's a first for us. And our pre-conference is going to be in a different hall up in Edmonds, conference center, different than our normal weekend conference is at North Seattle Community College. But so you can bring a friend. And also Friday night, you can bring a guest for $10. After you buy your ticket, you can bring a friend for $10. Just go to womanofwisdom.org. And also check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a compilation of many of the great speakers we've had at the conference, artists, poets, musicians, their words as poetry, stories from participants, and it's an inspiring book to put you on a path of exploring the divine feminine within. Next week, we'll be having some more Women of Wisdom presenters, and I hope everybody has a great laughing weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?